But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, as he does every Monday after a Cowboy game, a couple of days late because of the Thanksgiving holiday, we say good morning to Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner and GM. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we figure you got to be upset after that loss to the Redskins. Down 28-3 at the half.
Well, it was disappointing, and I just want to remind our Cowboy fans that we still have a chance in these last five games.
They're making the playoffs?
No, that we'll lose out and get a top five pick that I'll then botch.
So, still a chance, huh?
Still something to look forward to, yeah. And I think looking back now, it was a mistake to leave the roof open because it rained on Garrett. And it got one of his logic boards wet, and I think that affected his play calling all day long.
Oh, no. That was bad. You know, I'm starting to think your team is bad.
Well, that's possible. But it's also possible that we just don't have the right personnel, and we need to make some changes there. And I think, like everyone else, I was super impressed by that R2-D2, that quarterback.
RG3.
So if we get another robot for the Cowboys instead of that Garatron 3000, I'm going with that R2-D2.
Yeah, close enough. Hey, did you hear us talking about your sense of reality earlier? Do you have a real sense? Because I think Cowboy fans are really frustrated right now.
Well, they are, and I understand that. But I have a very good sense of reality. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, like when I got booed when I was on the Jumbotron a few games ago, mm-hmm. You know, it was clear they were booing my new Botox, and I, too, was dissatisfied with that plastic surgery.
That's not what they were booing.
So I think I see things pretty clearly. As a matter of fact, I can see very clearly that our defense sucked worse than Kenny Chesney halftime show.
You didn't like Kenny Chesney?
No,
huh?
No, that was that's some of Charlotte's crap. I just let her do whatever she wants to do, and because I just don't want my ass handed to me when I get home. Tell you, you know, if I hadn't done that Thanksgiving dinner would have been hell. Just getting it from Charlotte and Gene at the same time, just yelling at me. Hey, I'm wondering if you fellers can help me out, both Jody and non-Jody, on this.
What's that?
I'm working on a list of things to try to convince Sean Payton to come here at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, all I've been able to come up with is your kids lived here, and so does your piece of tail.
Well, that might be enough.
I think you need
that
to come up with some team reasons, maybe, why I should take this job.
It was probably a miscalculation, too, when I treated all of our players to a big Thanksgiving buffet 30 minutes before kickoff.
Ooh, yeah, bad idea.
Yeah, I think that slowed us down a little bit. Them linemen were moving around with about 16 pounds of Rio Grande turkey in their bellies. And I tell you, our locker room toilets were clogged up pretty hard during halftime.
No.
The only thing flushed more than our toilets was Romo out of that pocket.
Oh, man.
We're having fun here.
Yeah, now we're having fun.
Despite the loss, we're having fun.
Yeah. Did you see Dez?
Yeah, we saw Dez.
Had a good game.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Dez was beating their secondary like he beat the rap for slapping his mama around.
Unbelievable.
And our team doctors are busy right now. They of course, we've had a few injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And our team doctors are still trying to determine which half of Miles Austin was injured, the cream or the coffee.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry.
God, it's ridiculous. Let that go.
And it sure was a nice day for our wide receiver from the Blue Lagoon. Cole Beasley.
He does look like the kid.
That's a good little joke there for people of a certain age.
Yeah, if you're over 40, you thought that was hilarious.
And I was very sad to see that J.R. Ewing died on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were too.
We both we were kindred spirits, Larry Hagman and I, because we both played the part of hated Dallas villains.
Right.
And Larry had confided in me that he would live until the Cowboys lost to the Redskins on Thanksgiving.
Oh, man, that's so, what did it?
So we're sorry, America, but Doug Free killed J.R. Ewing.
No, don't say that.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning.
We'll see you, Jerry. There he is, the fake owner of the Cowboys. It's 8:52 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.